This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A U.S. military surveillance drone crashed into the Black Sea on Tuesday after being intercepted by Russian fighter jets. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman has more.
An American MQ-9 Reaper surveillance drone was forced to crash into the Black Sea on Tuesday after two Russian fighter jets performed what the U.S. called a, quote, reckless intercept. Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder is the Pentagon press secretary.
Several times before the collision, the Su-27s dumped fuel on and flew in front of the MQ-9 in a reckless and unprofessional manner. This incident demonstrates a lack of competence in addition to being unsafe and unprofessional.
It was the first such incident since Russia's invasion of Ukraine over a year ago and drew condemnation from the White House and the Pentagon, which warned of the risk of escalation.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Malawi has declared a state of disaster from Cyclone Freddy, which has killed at least 219 people in Malawi and Mozambique since Saturday night and displaced 11,000. Lamek Messina reports from Blantyre.
Survivors of homes that were washed away in southern districts say they are in need of basic necessities. Daniel Chilonda is one of the victims in hard hit Chilobe Township in Blantyre. He says the first one is food. We also need plastic sheets so that we protect our shelters against rains. Also, we lack some clean water, soap, and blankets. The Malawi government says it is making efforts to assist the victims. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
Nigeria's central bank has extended the timeline to swap out its old currency for redesigned notes after the change triggered a cash shortage. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Israeli protesters blocked the road leading to the prime minister's office compound on Tuesday. Steve Karish has details.
They're protesting judicial changes promoted by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's religious nationalist government. Netanyahu says his plan to curb the power of the Supreme Court will restore balance between the branches of government. However, critics worry that Netanyahu seeks to subordinate the judiciary to the executive. Opinion polls have shown the plan is unpopular with most Israelis. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is proposing limits on toxic forever chemicals in drinking water. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The EPA proposal calls for the first federal limits on harmful forever chemicals in drinking water. The agency says the protection will save thousands of lives and prevent serious illnesses, including cancer. The plan would limit toxic per- and polyfluorinated substances called PFAS. The group of compounds are widespread and dangerous and expensive to remove from water. They don't degrade in the environment and are linked to a broad range of health issues, including low birth weight and kidney cancer. The agency estimates the rule could reduce PFAS exposure for nearly 100 million Americans. Norman Hall, Washington.
Facebook parent Meta is cutting costs by cutting more jobs. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Remember when Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, laid off 11,000 workers in November? Now CEO Mark Zuckerberg says they will not be filling 5,000 open positions and will cut another 10,000 jobs. Earnings at the California company have been hurt by a downturn in the online advertising market and competition from rivals like TikTok. Meta has invested billions on developing what Zuckerberg calls the metaverse. He says the layoffs are in service of building a leaner, more technical company. Other tech companies have been cutting costs, too. I'm Jennifer King.
U.S. President Joe Biden has signed an executive order aiming to increase the number of background checks to buy guns. The order also seeks to promote more secure firearm storage and ensure U.S. law enforcement agencies get the most from last summer's bipartisan gun control law. Biden is addressing his latest efforts to curb violence during a speech Tuesday in California, in Monterey Park, where a gunman stormed a dance hall and shot 20 people, killing 11, following a Lunar New Year celebration. The bipartisan legislation passed after the killings of 10 grocery store shoppers in Buffalo, New York, and 19 students and two teachers in Uvalde, Texas. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.